And let's hype it up.
Let's do it.
Alright, that's what's up.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ow.
Hey.
Keeping it real,
I swear.
But I'm still singing.
That's what's up.
Y'all ain't
got to
pay me for that one.
Okay, we
ain't got to
pay you.
Hey, we keeping it real, high and fresh. Come on, y'all. Real, high and fresh. Real, high and fresh.
Real hot and fresh, y'all.
Hot.
Yeah. What to say now?
Y'all put me out there.
Hold on, what I got? What? Let me see. What you got, Miss Jewel? What you got? You're not a freestyle, Miss Jewel.
Oh, man, I wish I had the talent, guys.
I got y'all there for you.
For real, Miss.
We do what?
Keep it real, hot, fresh.
Hey, we do what? How we do it, y'all? We keep it real hot, fast.
Look, one of our Facebook fans said, "Come on already." Hilarious. We ain't even got the show started good, and they already going on.
Okay.
That's what's up, y'all. That's I guess that's keeping it real hot and fresh, huh?
That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. So we are back, keeping it real high and fresh, another Monday night. Y'all know how we do. I hope everybody had a great Monday last Monday for Memorial Day. So how was everybody's Memorial Day?
Oh, it was amazing.
Really?
Amazing.
At the same time?
Y'all did.
Okay.
That I had never used but one time. So I had somebody, one of my homeboys from Chattanooga came up, broke the grill on in, so that's what's up. We
okay.
Have
that is
that's what's
I
up.
Still technically ain't used it but one time, but you know, hey.
No, see.
Ow.
See.
What you did?
You know what? You won't believe what I did. I did something so fun this year. I worked. Mm-hmm. I work.
Oh, gas me up like that. Hey, working, making money is exciting.
Say what?
Touch me in the morning and just walk away.
Yeah, I had to work. So no, my what is wrong with this tongue of mine? My Memorial Day. It wasn't.
Did you
get
messed up on Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you have fun at least at work?
Yeah, I have messed up Tori D. Tori D is crazy. You know, actually, it's so good to have Tori D back. How was your little vacation, Tori D?
You know what? It was a very, very healing, awesome time. And we're going to talk about it a little bit in the weekly inspiration. But it was
okay.
So needed. And thanks so much to the fans for still showing up and showing out. We appreciate you guys so very much. And, you know, we look forward to coming each and every week. But sometimes you just got to say, you know, get a break, regroup, come back even stronger and harder. So that's what happened. And I'm here, and I'm excited, and I miss you guys, too.
Okay.
You know what? What don't kill you, make you stronger.
Yes, it do.
So that's what's
that's
up.
That's true.
That's right. And then, of course, it's so good to hear Miss Jewels in the place. What's going on, Miss Jewels?
Oh, thank thank goodness that we took a break when we did, because I got so sick, okay?
Oh, wow.
I had a very exciting, busy break. Okay, I went to Florida and came back.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was my youngest brother's birthday, and I promised him I would come to Florida and see him on his birthday and give him his presents, and that is what I did, and thank you, God, I was there. It was absolutely fantastic. My Memorial Day kind of sucked because I flew back on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you made it home safe, though. And
oh,
then the fireworks go off on the airplane, so really.
Yeah.
You had a good day.
Don't worry.
Great time sleeping.
Oh, that's what's good.
One thing I did want to give a shout out to before we go on, Trey Songz's video. Your
Eyes
on the Bed. I didn't discover it till Memorial Day, but I have to give him
which
a shout
video?
Out.
Which video? Trey Songz?
It's Your
which
Side
one?
Of the Bed. Yeah, not
Your
the
side
neighbors
of the
know my name. Now though. It's called Your Side of the Bed. Trey Songz.
I'm gonna check that out.
Girl,
did you guys?
Girl.
You know what I discovered
so
over Memorial Day?
What?
Uh-huh.
Kelly Rowland. I am your commander. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard Kelly sound like this in such a long time. She
has
amazing.
The new song out?
Yeah, she does.
Commander.
The Commander.
I'm
it is a
Kelly
brand new, brand spanking new. Guys, go check it out. It is so awesome.
You'll do.
So
awesome.
All right, y'all heard it here first. Make sure you check out Kelly Rowland's new video. What is it called?
It's a new song, Commander.
Commander. All right. So check that out. Check that out. Support your girl.
I need a commander.
We're going to go ahead and start this thing off with Miss Tori D's Weekly Inspiration.
Hi, you guys. Once again, it's your girl, Tori D, and I'm hitting you with another classic Weekly Inspiration. This week's Weekly Inspiration comes from Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. And it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." As many of you all know, I've been away for a while. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we experienced a huge flood. In that flood, I lost my office and I lost the clinics where I see my patients at. But what hurt more than that was the fact that I lost all the equipment that we service the homeless and the less fortunate with. This equipment was donated to us, and it was very expensive. I cried out to God, asking him to please help me figure out a way to rebuild the clinic and to be able to service the people that were out there that were in need. And as soon as I cried out to him, this scripture, which happens to be my mother's favorite scripture, came to mind. It reminded me not to focus on the negative events that were right before my eyes, but to have faith and to keep my mind stayed on the Lord. Keeping my mind stayed on the Lord meant that he would give me perfect peace exactly when I needed it. There's a hymn that says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." This simply means that a lot of our hurt and the pain that we deal with on a day-to-day basis could have easily just been turned over to the Lord and resolved, and he would have gave us that peace. So remember that no matter what you're going through, big or small, to keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and he will give you perfect peace. Yes, perfect peace. Why? Because you trusted in him, and the Lord honors you for that. Also remember that with much prayer comes much power, and with little prayer comes little power. And that's your weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D. And as I always say, because it's the God in me. Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
That was very nice.
That
was very nice.
Yeah. That was
very. That's very inspirational right there.
Yeah.
Clean our office and throw away brand new equipment and nowhere to see the patients at. That was really hurtful. You know, I work for like one of the number one hospitals in Nashville, but when you get donated equipment specifically for the homeless and the less fortunate, that's something that you can't, you know, you can't claim that on insurance.
Right.
So I was like, God, how are we still going to, you know, service these people that are in need? But
right.
He's a provider, even when we can't. That's why you have to have faith for the things that you do not see. And he came through, and I'm just so excited. I mean, I don't want to go deep on y'all because I know we're going to have a fun show. But I'm just so excited about the faithfulness of God. He does care about you. He cares about what you're going through. And just remember to keep your mind on him because he'll keep you in perfect peace. And y'all know I can start preaching, so I ain't gonna, you know, I'm just kidding.
That was really something. Okay.
I ain't gonna do y'all like that tonight.
But you know what? But you know what? That's why the weekly inspiration is like one thing that is like one segment that I really, really love about this show, because you know there are so many people who are going through so much, and then you know like hearing Tori D, you always bring it every week, and then one thing that you do, you know, you don't just quote things from the Bible, you also give she gives like her personal experiences, so you know people can relate, so yeah.
I'm glad, because I'm in a happy place, and I ain't been happy like this in a long time. And I'm getting choked up now, but I'm so happy. Y'all just don't know.
That's wonderful.
That's what it is. So, everybody, that was your weekly inspiration by your girl, Tori D. We're going to go ahead and move the show along. Tonight, we are going to let everybody know that here at the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, we are all about representing you, the people. Now, if you are a talented artist, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to get your music out there, you're trying to get your, you know, your producing, your beats or whatever out there, then you better, you might want to stop by to Keep It in Real Hot and Fresh show, because what we do is we promote, you know what I'm saying? We, ever since the show has started, or at least the last year, put it that way, we have done something what we call featured artists. And what that is, you know, we let people, you know, send us your beats, you know, send us your music or whatever, and we give you the opportunity where we'll interview you, and we will, put your music on the show for all to hear, you know, because you never know who's listening. And what we're going to do tonight is we're actually going to look back at featured artists who has been on our show. You know, who has been on our show.
Love the underground artists. I do.
Yes, awesome. new talent. So we're going to look back at, some of their music tonight. And then, but what we're going to do is we're going to kind of critique it, because, you know, in today's music industry, you really got to have this certain thing. So tonight we're going to be, you know, listening to their music. We're going to see, you know, with our opinions, all three of us, because we're very opinionated, you know. Basically.
Yeah.
And then, okay. But now the key thing about it, we want you to keep it real hot and fresh too. So while you're listening, feel free to call in to let us know if you think that these artists, you know, have what it takes to make it in today's music industry. And our number is 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. If you're not able to call in, our Facebook page is open. That's www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. Leave your comments there, because we definitely, you know, want you to call in tonight, comment, and tell us what you think of these new artists, because obviously, you know what I'm saying, they put their heart and soul in their music. So, you know, it's there to be critiqued. It's going to be critiqued anyway, you know, if not by us, by a record, you know, company. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, hey, why not start with us?
We love you a little bit.
We love you. So, are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Crank it up. You know, I love
Bring
music.
It on.
All right. You asked for Okay, so everybody, so tonight our first song will be by our first artist on our show, our first feature artist. He goes by the name of Bell, and this song is entitled Set It Off. So let's see if Bell actually set it off in this song. Here we go.
My damn.
Garbage flash so popular, gonna sign all these rappers just so I can start dropping. I drive through the suburbs, so don't ask why you trying to. track horrible. Into the floor you will. Call the floor, so bring the whole force. Please suspend, the priest had to spell it out for us. My brain boys and can't retain more. They thought I quit waiting and resting on the Lord. Do it correct, I gotta check to make it formal. Tripping, but I never trip. I ain't the one that drop a dime or get asked for a sip, cause I don't know shit powerful. Any trilateral make producers give up and put rappers on sabbatical or factual. Even when I'm full of lies, I just find the cross dressing doors in the gaze of my eyes. Just produce half hearted, remember how the pain started. Rejected by my peers and I've known for years. Look, through my success, they're confronted with fears. Spreading like they complacent, low life in the basement. Smoke from a glass pipe, hyper radio placement. Flavor for your ear, ain't the custom taste. They thought I quit hating, but I never hate. Never take a cheap shot, unless I got something to say. Something to make out of nothing, y'all be huffing the paint. They thought I quit stressing, still tugging the weight. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. They thought I quit rapping, but I never rap. This is new skin and it's yours, new to pop tours. Come through in the tape, vodka or water. If you back against the wall, we shoved in the locker. Never Cindy pop a parking lot, drunk pop a trading to the world, they getting money like doctors. Flashy little pieces rolling up dirt on the weekend. These stupid rap defeats coming the week.
This 646-200-3136 is the number to call in to give your feedback on Bill Set It Off. So, guys, do y'all think this Bill, he set it off in his song? I mean, what do y'all think?
Most definitely.
He most definitely did it.
Yeah, and what impresses me the most about Bill, I don't know if you remember the interview that we did with him, but he told us, because he called in on another show that we had one night, and he was just talking about his upbringing. So he didn't come from a setting where he was encouraged to be his absolute best. I mean, Bell came through a lot, and he struggled. And I think a lot of times when you listen to the artist's music, you can feel their pain behind it. It's like when you know their story, it just makes the song even real. And so he gets to a point now where he's about to set it off. And I love the part where he say, you know, he ain't snitching, where he say he ain't dropping a dime because he don't know ish.
Okay.
Because that's what they would tell him always growing up. Like, remember how you would tell me I ain't know nothing, so don't expect me to drop a dime now. So it's like, okay, that's what's up. I think he's real clever. And the fact that he is Caucasian and, you know, in the hip-hop society, I mean, that has a lot to do with it as well, but... You know, I'm proud of him. He's come through a lot. He's got a lot more to go, and I mean, I wish him the absolute best.
You know, I guess
I'm kind of digging that.
You're digging. I definitely like the song. I guess my concern would be, you know, with today's music industry, you know, with all of the, you know, you got the Lil Wayne, the Drake, and you got the Nicki Minaj, you got all that. You know, people loving that sound. Obviously, you know, Drake is a rapper, so. I'm just wondering, you know, what people accept him, and then plus, you know, with him being Caucasian, you know, yes, they did accept, you know, yes, they did accept Eminem, but you know what I'm saying?
Is
so I just, can I say it again?
Can you compare Bear?
No.
Bill.
No.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Say, you know what I'm saying?
No, we definitely can't compare him to Eminem.
No.
Nah, we not. He has a totally different, different style, a different flow, and a different gift.
He sounds more underground, and I think that he's regarded as a more underground artist.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will probably hate me for this, but Eminem, lyric-wise, I can think about two other people that can get with him on them lyrics.
For real.
I mean, I know a lot of people out there could bite my head off, but Eminem is sick.
Yeah, he
when
is.
When it comes to those lyrics,
he's
I mean.
Ridiculous.
Hands down. So you have to really, you know, put in a little bit more work in the game to be on that level. But I definitely think that they can share in, you know, some similar struggles as far as their upbringing is concerned and you know, how hard it'll probably be for them to break through. And I'm going to throw a little bit of gossip in there because you said Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Real quick.
Nicki.
Have y'all seen the diss? It's this girl named Key. She's a rapper.
Yes, girl, speak.
Girl.
Girl, isn't Key's great? I can't wait till somebody signs that girl. I can't wait.
Did you see that dance? Keys, this is Nicki Minaj. I got a YouTube it. And, I mean, I have love for the sisters, but beef is a part of hip-hop, so don't nobody call in with that she hating and all that foolishness. Beef is a part of hip-hop, and as long as you keep it on wax, then
seriously,
that's what's up. Cause
wow. Dead.
I mean, I hope you guys go ahead and look up the whole fiasco, because
yeah,
there's a whole back and forth going on YouTube between
yeah,
Keys and Nicki Minaj, and it was just so juicy. You just got to look it up. It is so juicy.
Are you
I
serious?
Love the part. It is so juicy.
So
Keys goes on to say in her song that she took Nicki's mixtape and wiped her knee snot with it, that she's a grown woman. What does she need with a Barbie? And I thought that was just so clever and so refreshing.
Yeah.
It was so
wow,
refreshing.
But
it
did,
really was. And I love Nicki.
Come back, though.
I love Nicki. Don't get me wrong. I love Nicki. I even went online when I heard the Tom Toms. I wanted to know what the freak of Tom Tom was. You know what I mean? I went on. I looked it up, but it was really good. I really liked the battle, the back and forth. It was really good.
Me
I thought
too.
It was juicy.
Me too.
Juicy.
That is too good.
I'm telling you, that's what makes it fun.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to write because, you know, like, Nicki Minaj, she had this so many of the female rappers. So now, you know, I think it's her turn now. You know, I'm going to get this.
Nicki did come back now, and she told us she was on welfare and don't hate me because I'm paying for your health care. I was like, woo! So you know me.
That was
I'm
funny.
Like,
that was
wow,
funny. Wasn't that great?
It's
was that not
mm-hmm,
great? That was great
it's
right there. You don't get ladies
official
battling like that. You don't normally get ladies battling like that. That was freaking great.
Ooh, I
great
was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
Y'all crazy. All right, y'all are keeping it real hot and fresh with your hottest host on the net. What we're doing tonight is we're taking a look back at some you know what? Tori D, I think it's you, Tori D. You know, every time you're on the phone,
you think
I
mess with your tongue. You think I mess with your tongue, people? Is that what you're saying, yo? You putting our business in the street? You putting our business in the street?
See, you can't tell me nothing. All right, y'all, so we're going to listen to some of the artists that have been on our show and blessed, you know, the show with their music. So if you're just not tuning in, we've heard Bill said it all. So we're actually going to listen to another feature artist who was, I think, I want to say he was a second. I want to say this Maintain was a second. Right, T? I want to say that.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to Maintain, some of his music. Yeah, and this is Beautiful Mind by Maintain. And remember to definitely call in 646-200-3136 and give us your comments on if you think these artists has what it takes in today's music industry. This is Maintain Beautiful Mind.
Copyright them, as you know, fake air. Blood sucking rappers invite them. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall and keep your real people close. And don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, or dead, broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers are heavy surrounded. And it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk, it's not a paranoid thing, nah, this is set up. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a f*** if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful minds. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit, and their rhymes tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful minds. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit, and their rhymes tuning the mind. Jane, get ready, cause you know the jealous ones envy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. This is not a dream, it's reality. I hope you tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. The hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus, Jesus. So crazy, it's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfucker don't want to show love or congratulate me. So they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me want to keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow. And put some big connects behind them, I just happen to know. But do I really want to do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his ass in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So I keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit, and their rhymes tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit, and their rhymes tuning the mind.
I love that.
Hey, 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 hey. That was fantastic.
That was hot.
Wasn't
that
great?
That was hot.
I thought that was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Ms. Jules, tell us all about it. What do you really think?
Well, I really like the flow. I really like this flow. I really like the way he put the words together and explained his life. And, you know, it was really... It wasn't too flashy. It was down to earth, and that's what I love about it. You know, a lot of rappers try to do commercial rap with jewelry, jewels, all these flashy names, and he didn't do that. He really told you, this is my perspective, and this is where I come from, and this is how I am, and I can only write because of this. And I like that. I really appreciate that angle.
You know, I'm gonna take out two words that you said. You said he was, you know, the song was very down to earth, and then you said it was not flashy. But do you think that could be his fall or like you know, his way of shooting himself in the foot, you know, by not being too flashy or, you know, being down to earth?
I think that at this point, we really want to listen to somebody who's not talking about a whole boatload of money, because we. The general public really can relate to somebody that doesn't have a whole bunch of flashy things at this point in time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because, like people like me, you know, I definitely, you know, love to hear lyrics like that instead of, you know, the usual, I got money, I got jewels, I got girls, whatever, cars. You know, I mean, like hearing what he said, like there's one verse that he said where he said, I'm not that rapper that's talking about an MTV career. I'm the rapper that I love that. You know what I'm saying?
I loved it. I really like that part.
Okay. Okay.
I thought that was really, anybody could relate to that. I mean, like, oh yeah.
What are you saying, Tori?
Yes. No, I was just saying that's the part I was going to go to, too, out of the whole song, how he was saying he was talking about MTV Cribs. He's talking to his kids.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, like he's trying to raise them right because it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Woo,
that's,
boy.
That's fantastic.
Boy.
That was real good.
I don't think I've ever heard a rapper put that kind of emphasis on how much a child is his priority. I've never, I don't think I've ever heard someone imply that their child is the priority. They'll always, you know, make their child seem like, you know, they have everything, and that's the greatest part of, you know, having a great rapper as a father, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't glorify just being there, just being a dad and doing
exactly.
the everyday thing, you know. I really appreciate that about that song. I really like that.
And you know, and then I think that's sad. You know that you said that you haven't never heard a rapper say something like that. I mean, I think that's pretty sad that, you know what I'm saying, that they're just talking about so much material things that they're not talking about their children or their families. You know what I'm saying?
Nurturing or anything.
Beautiful.
Like that. They're talking about buying. I'll buy my son this, I'll buy my son that. My kids can go. I don't know what I was listening to, but the lyrics said, you know, I have two kids and they can have whatever they want and they can just call their father. Why does your child have to call you? You know?
It's beautiful.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, everybody, you are rocking with your host, Z-Fly, and the rest of the Real Hot and Fresh crew, and we're about to take a little break, your break right now. But don't worry, because y'all know we're coming back, and we're going to start off with Miss Jewel, fresh off the plate. I can't wait to see what she's cooking. All right, y'all, we're taking a break. This is Real Hot. This is Real, well, y'all know what it is. Real Hot and Fresh.
Oh, Lord.
In the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
You know, I think we're going to start doing our own commercials. All right, y'all, this is Z-Fly.
Yeah, I'm
going
to start working on something, but
yeah. Yes, we do. You're keeping it real hot and fresh tonight, Monday night, Blog Talk Radio. But right now, we're about to go ahead and see what's fresh off the plate this week with our girl, Miss Jewel. What you got, girl?
Hello. Okay, so for our fresh off the plate, as you guys know, I went to Orlando, Florida during our break. I happened to go to this shop. It's a cigar shop, and it's a really cool store. It has flavored cigars, and it has a club in the back, so it
what?
Does retail, yeah, in Florida. This is in Orlando, guys. I went to Orlando, and I happened to go to this place, you know, and they sell these flavored cigars. They could be a little pricey, you know, for a cigar, but it's still about the experience, and it's really, really great. It's a really chill atmosphere, and while I was there, you know who came through?
Tell me.
Shaq came through.
You
okay, lying. Mass pandemonium. Okay, mass pandemonium broke out in this club because Shaq came out. Guys, you want to know tall, okay? This man is chimungus. He towered over the whole entire club, okay? Everybody.
Wow.
Everybody was short. But I just thought that I had to tell you about that little experience. I thought that was so cool. You know, he just seemed to be, you know, partying just like everybody else, which was really, really cool. Also, wow, coming back to New York. Guys, did you know that the Bronx Zoo is having Wednesday free admission thing? I mean, like, it's a great thing. Yeah,
wow.
The Bronx Zoo, every Wednesday in New York, the Bronx Zoo has free admission on Wednesdays. You go in, have fun with your family. Of course, you know, you got to buy food, and that could be a little pricey. But, you know, it's a really, really good investment. Just go take the kids to go see the monkeys and the bats. And I hear that the monkeys and the bats are, like, the best exhibits ever.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah. Now, what y'all think about men in skinnies?
skinny jeans.
Yeah, what y'all think about skinny?
The only person I have ever seen honestly look good in skinny jeans.
Chris Brown?
Negro,
I think
please
so.
Don't put on no skinny jeans.
I think so. Now, what do y'all think about men in leggings? Okay.
Leggings.
I'm saying spandex. I'm saying spandex. No, I'm so serious. Now, around the streets of New York, now I shop. Let me tell you, I am a shopaholic. Okay, black woman addicted to retail. That's me. Yep. Okay, I shop a lot, and I've seen these guys walking around with these, with the reinvented skinnies. Okay, these pants are spandex. All right, there's
wow.
no room to even fit the boot in. But here's what really gets me about it. Now, I think that there are some people that can really pull this off.
Yeah.
But, okay, you're wearing spandex. Why is your spandex sagging off your butt? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Does anybody understand this? I don't understand.
Sagging spandex.
Why is the, through the spandex, seriously, is the new accessory the crack? Is that the
yeah.
new accessory?
Imagine
obviously.
A brother in spandex, period.
It's the new thing.
I can't believe that, though. I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's the new thing.
I mean, skinnies is one thing, but wearing spandex, come on.
Yeah,
no.
I've seen it.
No.
Like, I understand, you know, if for the guys that skateboard, you know, you might need a little bit more freedom, and that may be why, you know, you want to do that. But, you know, if you do a kickflip wrong and the board hits you, I mean, like, you're
no.
in trouble.
No.
You're in big
Nobody
trouble.
Skinny jeans. Nobody would be flying skinny jeans. I'm sorry. Listen to me, listeners. Listen. The biggest turn off a brother can do is walk up to me. With some skinny jeans on, this is going to bother me. I'm telling you.
Are you
serious? Because it's not getting circulation down there. And if it's not getting circulation.
I mean, like, seriously. Yeah, but I'm saying skin tight. I mean, like, you could see everything. I mean, like,
right,
everything.
And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see all that while we walk around.
Are y'all
see
serious?
Kids looking at
yes,
you and pointing at
very
you,
serious.
Sir. Tori D,
I got one thing to say.
Oh,
my
goodness.
I've been like, wasn't it Cameron that came out with it?
You could wear.
That's just messed up. For my fresh off the plate, also one more thing.
Okay.
I want to give out a special congratulations to Mariah Carey and Nick
yes.
Cannon, who are expecting.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Thank you for
coming out with it. Okay, congratulations.
Isn't that wonderful? But isn't that curious that Miss Keys is also expecting? Alicia Keys also. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Isn't that wonderful?
Uh-oh.
That's so pretty.
With somebody's husband and finna have a baby by somebody's husband, she does not get a hand clap from me. I'm sorry.
That's Hollywood.
Hey, you know what? I can't go ahead and celebrate the bad, you know, let's just celebrate the good about it. At least it's a baby.
Oh, okay. We gotta keep it real high and fresh.
Keep it real.
That's my girl. I love her new video. You know, more of the sisters are swinging that way. We doing what we gotta do. So
mm-hmm.
I love her new video. She's a talented artist. But
mm-hmm.
to big up a chick having a baby by a married dude, that's kind of.
We'll clap for the baby.
We can clap for the baby.
You know?
His divorce will be final soon, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but we're not going to act like he wasn't already married to a singer. She took, you know, her husband and had a baby by him. I mean,
you know.
Let's keep it real high and fresh, people.
For
okay.
real. So sad.
I know our page is blowing up, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
It is.
So that was first out the plate by your girl, Miss That was first out the plate by your girl, Miss Jewel. So we're going to get back to the show. We got 20 more minutes going on. Now, just to let y'all know, if y'all notice that I'm not my regular Z-Fly self, because I'm actually hosting the show on Barnes & Noble, so you know, I'm trying to be too loud and about to go crazy. North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so if you're just not tuning in, we're talking about our future artists that has been on our show, and we're critiquing them, and we're trying to see if they have what it takes to actually be in today's music industry. So we've heard two already. We're going to get into another one. I love this next artist. He goes by the name of James Flames. It's called It's You. I love this song. Now, I'm going to tell y'all better not say anything about this artist, because he definitely has what it takes. He reminds me kind of like a Chingy. I don't know why a Chingy pops in my head every time I hear a song.
What I was thinking.
You stupid. James Flames, It's You.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fair, fair. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, 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 it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you.
Yeah, and she knows that it's me, man. So amazing how she look off in that G-string. Now why would I even quit? Lose a good thing and leave you for some other chick? Hell no, you know I'm down for that long haul. We in the islands with Sean Kingston and Sean Paul. She off that ball wall, got her sitting sideways just like she bound to fall. Know what I'm saying, y'all? I know she feeling that, and yeah, she like my swag. Oh yeah, I'm feeling that, and digging on her swag. She don't even need me, I'm needing only her. She know she like that, I say I'm looking her. Others they get the fur, cause they ain't on your level. You and my trusted big girl, so welcome to my shuttle. We about to blast off, NASA says it is a go. So lay back, hit the Marley and enjoy the show.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you.
Never be no one else. You so fine, it's a crime, so don't hurt yourself. But you don't know me to tell you that. Came into my life, I told them others it's a wrap. I told them take a step, I told them it's you. Your love's infectious with no cure like the swine flu. And I'm contaminated, I got them others hating. Imagine in my face all of the guys they're dating. But it's just me and you, or maybe you and I. Let's twist them all and say hi, haters in the sky. Hey baby, you the best I ever had. And that's for flames, you don't need great to tell you that. And you know I'm not the stratosphere. Call my sex my quill, cause after that you sleeping here. Yeah, and she never ever done me wrong. Damn, I think she like me, yeah, she got me on the ringtone.
I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around, and you put it down. And that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you.
And if you don't know it's her, bring this track back. Let her know how you feel.
Young Money.
It's me.
You know what? Actually. You know, I take it back. It's not Chingy. He don't remind me of Chingy. He reminds me of, what is so funny? He reminds me of Sean Paul from the Youngbloods. I don't know why I got Chingy. Yeah, not Chingy.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think so?
Who reminds me of?
Gutta Gutta.
Yeah, he really reminds me of Gutta Gutta. Like, Gutta Gutta gets one of these, like, you know, dedicated to the female songs. And it really did remind me of something that would be like maybe a Gutta Gutta Drake song or something like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It has like this harmonized sound to it. And I like that. I thought it was cool. What y'all think?
Say it. It's not that what? What are you going to say? You really, it's not that what? What are you going to say, Drew?
Huh? No. I was like, what? I don't know. I think it's really cool to me. It's like a real chill song. And it sounds like, you know, like if I put it on a Drake playlist, it really would blend right in.
But of course, guys, as y'all know, the question is, would it make it in today's music industry? Would that song make it in today? You think so?
I think most definitely. It would really
Tori.
It sounds like something that's current.
I had a room from Tori.
I think so.
No. Well, first of all, the song was written for me. When we interviewed him,
okay.
That was my song for me. So at the end, I need to be saying, it's me. So that's first and foremost. The song was written for me. Second and foremost, it's like I think that it's simple enough to make it. We don't have a lot of lyrics out right now. We have a lot of people that are just, you know, got a cool beat. You know, in a cool flow, and I mean, I love the song, and I think it's right there. You know, that's what's up. And since it was wrote for me, that just makes it even better. You know,
that's what it is.
James,
so it could be that you're partial. It could be that you're partial to the song because
exactly.
It was written for
you. You know,
because
I asked him, I cornered him, and I was like, okay, James, you know, I went to your MySpace page the other day. I didn't see this song, so what, you know, what was your inspiration? And, you know, he was like, you, Tori D, you know, you.
Wow.
You.
How sweet is that?
That's cool.
She ain't nobody.
That's okay, that's all right.
Like, now, you can't tell Z Fly to not really mess up his tongue.
but for me, I think it has potential. I really do. And then, you know, I just realized, actually, you know, listening to these last three songs, it was kind of refreshing just to hear a different type of music, you know, different type of lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But see, I guess with me, the only thing I worry about is because I know the music industry is very tough because, you know, I mean, you hear, you know, artists of today, mainstream artists, say how tough it is. So I'm just thinking that, you know, like people who are actually downloading and buying these music, you know, do they want to hear good lyrics or do they still want to hear the gully of today? That's the only thing I'm concerned with these new artists. I mean, because you're right. They got good messages, you know what I'm saying? But is that what people want to hear? They don't seem like it,
true.
You know?
That's
because,
true.
I mean,
like,
you know.
People want the vulgarity more than, you know, what's just nice. Because we've done, I mean, like, music, if you think about it, music has really done, you know, the censorship. It's done, you know, no talking about certain things. And then all censorship was just over. It just all of a sudden eradicated. And now you can talk about anything and everything. So I think people just stopped talking about just regular, beautiful things, you know?
Right. You got it right. All right, everybody, we're going to get into another artist from our show, and he goes by the name of Daylight. And this song is kind of cool. He's from the Dirty, Dirty South, Alabama, and he called this song I Did That. I'm trying to figure out what he do. Tori might know. You can find out.
Nah, but I thought you were going to play that.
Mix it with baking soda, don't gain souls me. The leaders don't follow you. If you keep about a dozen, you can call me a baker boy. The red dog tripping and these snitches, they getting worse. Give me about an hour, let me see who I'm killing first. Hit the studio and do an album, it's on tonight. Hit up one of my crew and tell her, do me, it's on tonight. My wrist looking sick, but they ain't talking about jury dog. My whole arm bruised up from flicking them hundreds off. The guns say they love me, I don't mind, they doing that. Bust it wide open for me, baby,
let
he
the
did
man
that.
Play.
He did that. All right, y'all. That was Daylight. I did that. I did that. Now, honestly, my opinion, I think there would be a song that might not have made it, you know, and if it did make it, and if it did make it to the album, you know, I think it would be one of those songs that actually, you know, that wouldn't be a hit. You know, it would just be on the album. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I'm not too crazy about this one. I'm really not. It sounds very similar to other Down South tracks.
Yeah.
Like, right. The beat sounds similar. The flow sounds similar. It sounds like something that I've already done, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, I'm paying attention to the words, you know? I'm paying attention to the lyrics. And I just can't seem to pay attention, you know?
Yeah.
It's not catchy, you know? And
yeah.
You know, I love the beat. The beat is great, but it's just like the lyrics kind of go like white noise.
Yeah, and then another thing too. You know, being a Southerner, you know, Down South people, you know, it sounded like it was a song where he, you know, he just got all his friends and family, and they just, you know, having fun in the back, which is cool. But I don't know if that is the you know, the ingredients for a hit song. You know, because it's not like, you know, just like a whole bunch of people in the back, you know, they're eating chicken, got Kool-Aid, and, you know, I'm saying, just, I don't know. How about you, Tori D?
I have to agree with you guys wholeheartedly. I was listening to it. You know how you try to feel a song, you want to feel it?
Yeah.
But you just can't get into it.
You know, all of you, how to let the peel man and all this and that. Oh, my God, how many peel men is we going to holler at? You know, the pills are the new weed. I get it. You know, back in the day, talked about smoking weed. It was about the front. Now I guess the pill man is the new weed. You know,
basically.
I don't know. But I would have to agree. It's kind of redundant. So,
that's exactly what
that's the word. That's the word for it. Yeah,
that was
a good
word
one.
I was missing. Very redundant.
Yeah.
You're right, exactly. So, you know, you got to think of, you know, this is 2010 now, and then you got to look at what's out already. So you really got to compete with that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
like, it really does remind me of, like, Petey Pablo.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, does it not? Doesn't it remind you of, like, North Carolina, throw your phone?
Yeah.
You know,
hey, watch it. What are you trying to say? I'm North Carolina. What are you trying to say?
I live in North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. I love North Carolina. I live there.
I live in Bedford.
It's beautiful.
All right, that's how you do it. That's how you keep it real high and fresh. We gave you our opinions on our past featured artists. So definitely leave us your comments. You can still go to our Facebook. They will always be open to you. That's www.facebook.com/realhotandfresh. So coming up, we have 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto, and then we're also going to tell you what's going on next week. And then we're going to close the show for you with some more music from our featured artists. So let's go ahead on and do them ghetto, shall we, people?
Let's do it.
My bad. Okay. All right, 10 Ways You Ghetto. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you use hair conditioner for lotion. Okay, but the key word is conditioner.
Oh, no.
No, the
my
key...
goodness.
The key word
is
conditioner.
Wow.
This is your skin. Number nine, you know you get her if you buy a 75% off holiday candy with your food stamp and give it away after the holiday is over.
No.
Wow.
That's too much.
Yeah. Number eight.
If it's cheap, it's cheaper.
Basically, number eight.
Hey,
you get
hard. You got to go to desperate measures.
Too hard. I mean, you know, times are too hard. I went to Family Dollar, and I didn't always know no dollar stuff.
You know?
And,
you know?
You get the other woman that day-old holiday candy. Don't take it, ladies. If somebody try to give you some day-old holiday candy, you the other woman. Yes, indeed. Okay, Nick.
Look at Tody snitching. Tody snitching, number eight. You know you get up if you have, like, if you know you get up if you had eight kids just to get that welfare check.
Dang. Wow.
Oh, you ain't right.
Number seven, why are you wearing socks and sandals with your jogging pants tucked in your socks? I have seen that.
Oh.
I mean, get some skinny jeans.
Holding on to the 80s.
Yeah. Wait for 2080 to arrive, okay? Number six. You know you get if you use an old shirt for a maxi pad. I mean.
Ew,
what? That's disgusting.
Hey, you wouldn't look too far on that one, Sam.
Number five, you know you get if your weave look like yak hair.
Your weave look like what?
Yak hair.
Yak?
You know yak.
No.
Yeah, yak.
No, that's not right. That's not even right. Where you get yak weave from?
Sorry,
where?
Christ.
Where do they sell that?
They got it from the corner store, number four.
Okay.
You know you get you get if you order lemon water at restaurants and turn it into lemonade with the sweet and low.
Can't nobody make that lemonade like me.
Oh.
You can't talk about that with two
things,
please. Thank you.
You know, number three, you know you get if you shot lift from Family Dollar and your bike is the getaway car, you didn't get nowhere quick.
No. That's not right. That's not right.
Number two, you know you get if you have to get a plate out of the cabinet from the bottom because there are rat turds on the top ones. You know what? I'm sick of these rats.
Got a phobia.
That's not
away.
It.
Yeah, I'm sick of these rats. They're taking over. Okay, I'm over it. Number one, you know you get if you fight almost. Hold on, you know. You know, number one, you know, you get if a fight almost break out at the family barbecue over the last piece of watermelon.
No.
Dang.
Oh.
But, it's getting hot. Y'all know, it's getting hot, and, you got to cool down. All right, y'all, that was your show for tonight. So, Ms. Jules, tell them what to expect next week on next week's topic.
Okay. Next week, guys, we are talking racial profiling. We are talking about a very odd experience that I had this weekend, okay? And I am just dying to tell you guys about it because it's dead wrong. And when I give you the details, you guys are going to be just blown away.
Okay. Okay?
Because racial profiling, it brings something to mind, and that's not what happened to me.
That's right. So be sure to tune in next week to see what the skinny is on what happened to Ms. Jewel. And then just, to debate, because y'all know how we do. But we're going to leave you with another song by Daylight. This song is Hope. Thank y'all for keeping it real hot and fresh, and we will talk to y'all next Monday.
It's
your boy Daylight. Daylight Production. We need hope, baby. We need hope. Let's get it. We need hope. This one for you, New York. New York. 9/11. Hey, this one for you. New Orleans. Hey, that thing going to be all right. Y'all set up. We need hope. New Orleans. I ain't gonna stop till somebody give us hope. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I'm not stopping this. Somebody give me hope. I'm not stopping this.